analyzed him. He went to the right side of the room, saw him from there. Looked at him, analyzed him. He came to the other side. He was just watching him and staring at him. And then he heard his speech that Imam Ali was giving. And then this guy was inside, in front of Imam Ali, and all of a sudden he became overwhelmed. He became overwhelmed. He could not handle himself. And he started to shout that, Ya Ali, ma zayyanat al-khilafa, bal zayyantaha. O Ali, you have not been honored by Khilafat, but you have honored this Khilafat. See what he said. This Khilafat did not give anything to you. You are the one who gave it. This throne did not make you beautiful. You made it beautiful. See that. There are those when you are great, no matter where you sit, you make that place great. You make that place great. That's the reason that Rasulullah went to Medina and Medina became Munawwara. Ali went to Najaf and Najaf became Ashraf. Hussein went to Karbala and Karbala became Mualla. You see, this is a sign of greatness, my brothers. Understand, what is greatness? When a person is great, no matter where he makes hijrat, no matter where he goes, he knows that his greatness will affect everything else. And now we see that when you travel in Allah's way, the beginning is your home. Now where is the ending? The ending is Allah. The ending is Allah. Is Allah in any place? Is there a place where we can go and say, this is where I end my journey of jihad? It begins at home, but where does it end? Just imagine this, my brothers. If you travel to Allah, see what Allah is saying. That you leave your home and you go to Allah. So you started from your home and you're ending with Allah. So now, where is this place? Where is this place that you're ending? There is no place. So what does that mean? It means that wherever Allah takes you, you will submit to the will of Allah and go wherever He takes you. And wherever that journey ends, That's the reason he's saying, ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُهُ الْمَوْتِ. And if death comes to you, if death comes to you while you are journeying, if death comes to you, then what happens? Then, no matter where you die, فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah will give you the reward. Allah will give you the reward. He will complete your journey. That's the reason those who are mujahid fi sabil Allah, those who strive in Allah's way, they do not see where they're ending. They know that whichever point of the earth they end on, they know that the ending will be with Allah. You see that? The ending will be with Allah. That's why when Rasulullah made hijrat, then his hijrat ended in Medina. When Hussein made hijrat, his hijrat ended in Karbala. And you see, they ended in the same way. By the will of Allah. See, both of their hijrat. See what kind of similarities are there. Both of their hijrat ended not by Rasulullah's will, not by Imam Hussein's will. It ended with Allah's will. Where did the hijrat of Rasulullah end? And how did it end? Rasulullah did not stop the camel. You see that? Rasulullah did not stop the camel. It is Allah who stopped the camel. You see that? It is Allah who stopped the camel, and that's where the hijrat of Rasulullah ended, at the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari. You see that? It is Allah, Rasulullah did not stop it. It is Allah who stopped it. And the same way, when Hussein came to Karbala, he did not stop Zuljannah. You see that? He did not stop Zuljannah. But Zuljannah stopped itself. And Hussein asked him, Zuljannah, why aren't you moving? Why aren't you moving? It was the will of Allah. You see that? This is how the hijrat of Hussein ended and the journey of Hussein ended in Karbala. when the horse did not move. Zuljana was a faithful horse. He was with Imam Hussein for a long time. Imam Hussein cajoled him and said, Zuljana, why aren't you moving? He did not move. And he said to the people around him, he said, what is the name of this place? What is the name of this place? Someone said, this is called Shatul Furat. Imam Hussein knew better and he said that no, there must be another name. The tribe that was around there was called. And Imam Hussein said, is there a name for this place? They said, yes, this place is known as Nainawa. Imam said, no, there must be another name. There must be another name for this place. And they saw each other, and an old man